This is KSFR, Santa Fe Public Radio's entry for legislative coverage for the NMBA Awards Contest. I'm Tom Trowbridge. The entry begins with reaction to the so-called rocket docket of 18 House bills and 30 Senate bills, all non-controversial from previous legislative sessions that enjoyed broad bipartisan support, yet were all vetoed by former Governor Susana Martinez. New Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham requested the package during her State of the State address as the 2019 legislative session began. Soon afterwards, it was opposed by House Republican leaders. I spoke with House Minority Leader Jim Townsend of Artesia about his concerns.
Jim, what about the so-called rocket docket? Why do you oppose this approach at reviving some, from what I understand was legislation that had enjoyed bipartisan support in recent sessions? What is your opposition to this? Can you explain that for us?
My concern with the rocket docket is not that there may not be a good bill in there. My concern is there is a process that has been utilized for years and years for vetting and developing new legislation. And as you noted at the first of this conversation, there are 27% of the House of Representatives this year are new members. To date, they have not sat in the committee. Many of them have never voted on a bill. And the process of going through bills is that you put those bills, when they're introduced, into committees where there's expertise to vet those processes described in that bill. Times change. And just because 2 or 3 or 4 years ago there was a bill that you didn't like does not relieve you of the responsibility of vetting that responsibly.
The rocket docket's bills were approved by both the House and Senate, and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed them all into law very early in the 60-day session. The 2019 legislative session also saw various updates to New Mexico's election law proposed. KSFR was there to cover the issue as well. At the Roundhouse, the House Judiciary Committee on Monday advanced two bills that would increase voter participation. The Judiciary panel gave its blessings to House Bill 84. It would create automatic voter registration at the Motor Vehicle Division. It's sponsored by Democrats Damon Eli of Corrales and Debbie Sarnanyana of Albuquerque. And it has the backing of New Mexico's top elections official, Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver.
I feel like the registrations that we do get from MVD are high quality and valid and verified with other information.
Another voter registration effort by Eli and Sarinyana would provide voter registration at polling places on Election Day and at early voting sites for primary and general elections. Representative Eli.
The technology has now arrived that we can seamlessly move from registration to voting, and we can do it in the same day. And that's a good thing, because the real problem with the election process is that not enough people vote.
The next stop for the two voting bills is the New Mexico House floor. Both bills were approved by lawmakers and signed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. New Mexico lawmakers during the 2019 session approved a measure signed by the governor to boost New Mexico's lowest legal wage. At the Roundhouse last night, members of the State House of Representatives approved a major increase in New Mexico's minimum wage law. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham expressed her support and appreciation for the State House following its approval of House Bill 31. It would incrementally boost the state's lowest legal wage from $7.50 an hour to $10 an hour in July. In subsequent years, 2020 and 2021, it would rise a dollar annually to top out at $12 an hour. Then the minimum would be tied to the Consumer Price Index for future annual adjustments. Albuquerque Democrat Miguel Garcia is the measure's sponsor. He contends it will benefit specific groups.
Labor data, both federal and state, shows that 60% of all minimum wage workers in our state are 25 years of age and older. Also, 60% are women.
But House Minority Leader James Townsend, a Republican, expressed his concerns with the minimum wage proposal.
I think these steps are too much, too quick, and will cause employer-employee to both look at the impacts, and I think there will be reductions in forces.
The bill passed on a 44-26 vote. Its next stop is the state Senate, where changes to the measure are anticipated. Public education in New Mexico will be bolstered by a so-called education moonshot, approved by lawmakers and signed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham during the 2019 session. KSFR covered the issue as exemplified in this report. The Moonshot measure amends New Mexico's public school code to make changes to the public school funding formula. It also creates a public education reform fund to address issues in response to the recent court decision in the consolidated Yazzie v. State of New Mexico and Martinez v. State of New Mexico cases. In those legal actions, the court found that the state has violated students' constitutional rights to a sufficient education and ordered the state to provide educational programs, services, and funding to schools to prepare students so they are college and career ready. House Majority Whip Cheryl Williams Stapleton provided an emotional push for the measure's approval.
This game changer is an economic changer because ultimately, with this type of funding in our state, we keep our children here. We keep our youth here instead of them moving to other states. It is a workforce development game changer. And it is what our governor is asking for. Let us give our governor of the state of New Mexico that moonshot that she has asked us for. It is for all of us, and it is the success of all of our children.
That's House Majority Whip Cheryl Williams Stapleton of Albuquerque. And KSFR's gavel-to-gavel coverage of the 2019 New Mexico legislative session ended with its report on the session's March 16th adjournment at noon.
New Mexico legislators on the majority Democrat side reveled in some big wins after the 2019 60-day session adjourned Saturday. During a post-session news conference with her cabinet members proudly standing behind her, first-year Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said, quote, "This is a celebration." After her listing a litany of accomplishments, I asked the governor to share any disappointments during the previous 60 days.
If you're winning every battle, right, then you're not taking off, you're not taking on tough enough battles. We leaned in and led every single place we believe makes a difference. And of course, for any issue, that has to be a percentage, 2%, doesn't matter. There's disappointment, but there's opportunity. And that is probably the most important thing that I didn't get to talk about enough. And you heard that from the other folks who were speaking, the leadership around this table. We're still committed. And how can you be disappointed about that?
Even Republican Senate Minority Caucus Chair Steve Neville said, quote, "We passed a lot of valuable legislation, some I did not agree with, but overall we had a decent session," end quote. Also from the Roundhouse, a bill that would raise taxes and offer a larger family tax credit was approved by lawmakers. The House and Senate approved the tax bill Saturday in the final minutes of the legislative session. The initiative would raise income tax rates on high-income earners unless the state experiences a new surge in other sources of income. An increased tax credit for families with children would offset a tax hike on those households as a result of the 2017 federal reforms. Taxes would increase on auto, cigarette, and internet sales. The bill now moves to the governor for action.
I'm Tom Trowbridge, KSFR News.